Hello, this is Kim Huat, Singapore number one news fan. It is 10th of April 2019.
Today on the news,
New York will be the first American city to introduce congestion pricing for drivers. According to the New York Times, it will soon cost more, well over $10, to drive into the busiest neighborhoods. The new fees will be imposed on vehicles that enter high traffic zones in Manhattan below 60th Street. Singaporeans would like to welcome New York to our world. Yes, a whole new world. Welcome. State legislators are considering several possible exemptions, like for drivers who are low income, who have disabilities, or are going to a medical appointment. One assemblyman even called for an exemption for all city residents. Amateurs. Hello, if you exception here and exception there, you may as well don't charge congestion charge law. You must be like Singapore. One tax, all tax. All tax together. As long as you are motorcycle or car, you will pay. Pay. I tell you, by the time the New York implements this congestion pricing, I think Singapore already reached advanced level here. Using satellite. Come on, man, America, don't lag behind. Catch up with us.
In international news.
Speaking of congestion, Malaysia Deputy Tourism, Arts and Culture Minister Muhammad Bakhtiar Wan Chik claims that congestion at the Causeway Border Control in Johor is one of the main reasons for the 2 million drop in tourist arrivals from Singapore last year. Oh, I got 2 million drop. Hey, hello. If the arrivals drop, then how come still got congestion? Or is it your immigration clearance is slow? Or maybe Singaporeans are sick and tired of being treated like crap by muck-raking Malaysian politicians and taking their tourism elsewhere?
In international news,
Japan has announced the new era name to follow the Heisei era. Reiwa is the name of the new era that will begin on May the 1st with Crown Prince Naruhito's ascension to the throne. The Chinese kanji characters Rei, auspicious, and Wa, peaceful, were drawn from a passage in the 8th century Japanese poetry anthology Manyoshu, or Collection of 10,000 Leaves. Some citizens from China have expressed their views on Japan's new era name, calling it, quote, strange, unquote, and expressed disappointment, saying it doesn't make sense in their language and how come it was not derived from Chinese classics. A man in Beijing actually said, quote, I felt disappointed that Japan did not use Chinese classics to determine the new era name, unquote. Hey, why should the Japanese era name have anything to do with Chinese language and Chinese classics? How about we rename your Chinese panda to some Japanese names? Or how about we call your president Xi Jinping a new name? How about President Seiko Matsuda? How about we call the Great Wall of China the Great Sashimi of China? Siao, some of these Chinese citizens.
International news.
India claimed that one of its fighter pilots shot down a Pakistani F-16 fighter jet in an aerial battle in February. But now, it appears that this did not happen. US personnel recently counted Islamabad's F-16s and found that none were missing. Yes, none were missing. Quah, quah. Maybe India thought they shot down the Pakistani F-16, but actually they shot down one of their own satellites, leh. You know, that satellite of their own that they shot that is now sending space debris everywhere and endangering satellites belonging to other countries and even the International Space Station. A bit malu, ho. Pakistan shot down your vintage MiG-21 Bison and then captured your pilot, no? But you didn't shoot down any of their planes. However, India's Air Force said that they had, quote, irrefutable evidence, unquote, that it shot down a Pakistani F-16, showing radar images that the Pakistani jet was struck and crashed. But US officials said, quote, all aircraft were present and accounted for, unquote. So, what did the Indian Air Force shoot down? Paper aeroplane.
In international news,
JB's Menteri Besar Osman Sepian has resigned. Singaporeans will miss the fella and his antics. So, is he stepping down to complete his studies at University Putra Malaysia? Or maybe Osman is getting a degree from Harvard and Oxford lah. Wah, double degree.
In international news.
In other Malaysia news, Malaysia Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad said he witnessed the signing ceremony for a huge shipping hub project in Johor. Apparently the world's largest ship-to-ship transfer hub. Dr. Mahathir said that the project will be within Malaysian waters, adding that Singapore has been informed. Singapore's Ministry of Foreign Affairs replies, "No leh, we never received anything from your side leh." Then Dr. M also said that Johor is aware of the project, but then the Crown Prince of Johor angrily replied that the 1,214-hectare hub was not under federal jurisdiction, but is under state purview. Wah, like that also can. Hey, Dr. M, you say he say who confirm. It is like a kid who wants to buy a new toy and says, "I am buying a new toy. I told mother." Then mother say, "Where got?" Then the kid say, "At least I told father liao." Then father say, "Who say you can decide this? Huh? Maybe it's Osman Sapian say one. Oh wait, he cannot resign already. Huh? So it cannot be him one."
In international news.
Tour companies have started hiring extra security for visitors to popular Kuala Lumpur and Malacca spots to try to end pickpocketing and snatch thefts. Huh? Go holiday also need security guards and bouncers ah? On top of that, travel agents have developed additional support services to help tourists report lost passports and obtain new IDs during their holiday. Walao eh, if Malaysia is so unsafe ah, don't go better lor. Security guard leh. Siao.
In entertainment news.
Former Taiwanese boy band 5566 is coming to Singapore. Eh? They still around me? I thought by now they should be 5354 already. They are like the Backstreet Boys of Taiwan. Now is the Backstreet uncle. This has been Kim Huat Reads the News. Kim Huat is very jet lagged from coming back from New York City. Now I have to go and sleep liao. Good night.